Okay. Last time I spoke to Nechamarev, I began a tshuva by Rav Asher Weiss regarding the value of being of the first people, the first 10 people in a minyan. And we dealt with half the tshuva, so we'll do the other half now. We'd already seen that Rav Asher had argued that it's not neither deraisa derabanan, it's a midas chasidus. It's a good thing to do that shows your commitment, and therefore he'd suggested that one could, there are other things that are beneficial when you come to shul to show your commitment, such as coming already wearing your talis and tefillin. We thought that really you could choose either of those if you wanted to show your commitment to davening, though he preferred coming early to shul. And then he dealt with the question of whether you get the same value coming early to shul if you come the first 10 and the last minyan, rather than coming later amongst the earlier minyanim. But he had a few other questions, and I'll just go through them briefly. So another question he was asked was that if whatever this value is of being in the first 10 people and getting the schar according to everybody, getting schar parallel to all the other people who come to the minyan, what happens if you come on Rosh Chodesh and you're the first 10 people and you know you got up so early, you're just so tired that by the time you get to Shemoneh Esrei, Yalav Yevo just slips your mind. So now you may have been one of the first 10 people in shul, but you're the last person who's actually fulfilling his mitzvah of Shemoneh Esrei because you got to repeat it after everyone else has finished davening. Did you lose the value of being the first 10 people? So here he writes that he thinks obviously not. First of all, I think because, as he said, it's meant to show your commitment to davening. The fact that you forgot Yalav Yevo didn't change that. He said also, he thinks that just because we require you to repeat Yalav Yevo on Rosh Chodesh, if you forget it, doesn't mean that your first Shemoneh Esrei didn't count at all. It was a tefillah. It was just that it wasn't a tefillah shel Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you have to daven again. There are those who would disagree with that, but that's his assumption. Therefore, he says, even though you do have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, you didn't lose the value of being the first one to daven, even if your first Shemoneh Esrei wasn't sufficient. The next question he was asked was, okay, what if you have a choice? To be one of the first people to shul by driving, or not being one of the first people to shul, but you walk. And there's another value that we find in Chazal called Schar Psia, that you get reward for every step that you take coming to shul. So is it better to drive to shul and be early, or at the earliest, or is it to walk to shul and put in the effort that way by walking? So he assumes that it's better to be in shul first, because he said even if you just follow the rhetoric of Chazal say that you get schar psiot, you get reward for every step you take to shul, but it's only being the first of 10 people in shul that Chazal go farther and say that you get the reward of everybody who came to shul. So you see that Chazal gave more significance to that. He then, the shoel here, the person who asked him the question, quotes from Chaim Kanievsky something which is Rav Asher Weiss does not understand at all. So I'll just mention both positions. Chaim Kanievsky suggests that the value of schar psiot, of coming to shul, only applies to women. Because men, they shouldn't worry about taking an extra few minutes to get to shul, they should just learn Torah. And taking extra steps to shul is bittul Torah. So that was what this person quotes from Chaim Kanievsky. And Rav Asher Weiss, a note that while in one context, Gemara in Sotah Daf Chav Bet, the Gemara does mention this concept in the concept in the context of women, it's explicit in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Zayin, that men also get schar psiot, and therefore he rejected the notes of Magen Avram, says this as well explicitly. The Chassam Sofer as well says that the reason you're allowed to walk past, you know, if there's two doors to the shul, you're allowed to walk past one of them and go to the farther door, and we don't assume, like we do by Hanukkah, that people will suspect that you're not going into shul, that you're abandoning shul, is because everybody knows that we like taking more steps to shul, so they assume you're doing the extra few steps to the farther door to get more mitzvot. So he said, from all those you see that there is such a value of schar psiot, even for men. But in the end of the day, he says, still, going back to his original question, he thinks that it's better to get to shul early, even if that means you're driving, rather than get the merit of walking. He said getting to shul early is a function of a more general principle of zrizin makdim and lemitzvah. You always try to do mitzvahs first and with alacrity. And he assumes that getting to shul first is more of an expression of that than taking an extra few steps. His last point is that he argues, he said the shoel who'd asked him seems to have assumed that if you drive to shul, you don't get a mitzvah, right? That the only mitzvah of schar psiot is actually walking, right? That it's the physical effort of, you know, putting your right foot in front of your left that's what gives you the reward going to shul. Rosh Weiss notes that he's not convinced of that either, right? He said, you know, in the end of the day, if it's, you know, a snowy day in the middle of January and you got to defrost your car and you got to, you know, and, you know, it's impossible to drive and you have to wait there 5 minutes, but, you know, after you've cracked the snow, he said, driving isn't so easy either. Just because you're not, you know, putting in physical effort with your feet, if the whole idea is that the effort that goes into going to shul is something that we recognize, driving to shul is also something that can take effort. Maybe it takes a little bit less effort under certain circumstances than walking, but he assumes that, again, all these different values of chazal note are all meant to show your commitment to shul. He said, driving to shul doesn't show less commitment than walking. So those are the latter half of his questions. Again, that he thinks that even if you forgot Yalav Yavo, but you were the first one to shul, you still get this value of having been the first 10. He thinks that it's more important to get to shul early than to get this reward for the steps you take. And the last thing he says is that even when you drive to shul, he thinks that you get reward for driving to shul. It's not just physically walking to shul, it's doing anything that shows effort to get to shul and show your commitment to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu.